Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The National Sunflower Association Executive Director John Sandbachen discusses the current economics of U.S. sunflowers.
Last year, we had a really big surge in acres here in the United States after, you know, the Ukrainian, you know, area was invaded by Russians. And so it created a lot more demand for sunflower oil, not just here in the U.S., but also around the world. U.S. producers were able to take advantage of that. And it just, you know, created a situation where we had just a fantastic crop last year, and we're still using some of that seed right now.
He says prices have decreased in the oilseed market.
One thing is affecting the whole oilseed market. Brazil had a huge crop this year, and that's really dominating a lot of what's going on around the world right now.
Sandbachen expects U.S. acres planted to sunflowers to be slightly lower this year.
And that's going to drop back. We're going to probably be about 15% lower, I think, this year than we were last year. It's not for a lack of demand. It's just that overall, I think that there's still a lot of seed in the bin from last year's crop. And usually when you get in a situation like that, where you've got a lot in storage, it just sort of tends to get people to back off a little bit on what they're going to plant. So
he expects the 2023 crop will be used up and looks for 2024 to be an aggressive year of building acres up to maintain U.S. sunflower supply. Over the last 6 years, he points out there has been a 67% increase in domestic sunflower usage for mainly snack foods.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.